the NBA, Joe Johnson hit a tying three-pointer in the closing seconds of the fourth quarter and then at the end of overtime lifted the Brooklyn Nets to a 113-111 victory over the Milwaukee Bucks last night. Johnson finished with a total of 24 points, and Brooke Lopez and Darren Williams added 19 each as the Nets resurfaced from a 13-game losing streak against the Bucks dating back to 2009. Elsewhere, Denver overcame the Boston Celtics 97-90, Charlotte 105, Orlando 92, Toronto topped Washington 96-88, Chicago defeated New Orleans 96-87, Portland lost to Phoenix 102-98, and San Antonio slid past Sacramento 108-102. Also tonight, the Lakers will host the Boston Celtics in their first game back after the NBA All-Star break and the death of late owner Jerry Buss. Checking the NHL now, not a good night for New York on the ice. Montreal held on to beat the New York Rangers 3-1 for its fifth consecutive victory. Ottawa defeated the Islanders 3-1. Winnipeg beat Buffalo 2-1. Nashville defeated Detroit 4-3. San Jose 2, St. Louis 1, and Chicago won against Vancouver 4-3. In top 25 college basketball, number 1 Indiana beat 4th-ranked Michigan State 72-68. Number 2 Miami topped Virginia 54-50. And St. Louis beat 24th-ranked VCU 76-62. And finally, in Major League Baseball, Yankees pitcher Phil Hughes has an upper back stiffness and will be sidelined for a few days. For WAMC Sports News, I'm Jared Crowfoot.